We want to look at a couple verses here about, we've been talking about money, and tonight we're going to start with two verses, probably just start with one, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 7. Proverbs 22 and verse 7. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. We could go to Romans 13, where it says, owe no man anything. We could go to Deuteronomy, where it says that Israel, when they are blessed of God, will lend to other people, but when they are away from God, they will have to borrow. Interesting verses in the Bible. We also want to look at Proverbs 21 and verse number 17. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. Verse 20. There is treasure to be desired, and oil in the dwelling of the wise. In other words, what it's saying, in the wise man's house, there's treasure and there's oil. Okay? It says, but a foolish man spendeth it up. Proverbs chapter 6, of course, is a great verse in the Bible, and talks about the ant. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, having no guide, overseer, ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. We talked last week about how we spend our money tells everything about who we are, tells us about our character, tells us about our spiritual aims and our spiritual goals, talks about our values, talks about our philosophy. I want to talk briefly about a couple things as we don't have a lot of time. But I'd like to summarize a couple things. First of all, I'd like to talk about something very simple. What is the problem with debt? I want to tell you what the problem with debt is. Number one, the problem of debt, and we're going to assume interest, okay? The problem with debt is that it increases the cost of a product. It increases the cost of a product. And so let's think about this. I have an example here tonight. All right. Hopefully I can get this across. You know, there's a twofold loss with debt. Do you know what it is? It increases the price of the product, plus you are losing money that you are spending on interest that you could otherwise be saving. And making interest. And I'm not but if you buy, let's say you buy something for $100,000, and let's say you pay 8% interest, okay, for 30 years, okay? When you pay back that $100,000, you will have paid $100,000. That's the principal. Plus, you will have paid $164,155 in interest. So, the item that you bought for $100,000 now costs you $264,155. So when you buy something, you go into debt and buy something and you pay it on interest, in this case, at 8%, you're almost, it's more than 2.5 times whatever you bought that product for. So a $100,000 house really isn't a $100,000 house or a $100,000 car. It's a $265,000 car. Sorry, you folks can't see over there. Okay? Now, another calculation. Where is that? If you took those payments, okay? If you took those payments of $733.76, if you took those payments and you put it in the bank every month, okay, for that same payment, you'd put it in the bank and you'd get 6%, let's just say, because you're always going to get less, right? Okay, for 30 years. Okay? You'll be paying the same amount. Instead of buying it, you're saving it. At the end of 30 years, you will have $741,492.08. At the end of 30 years. Same payment that you are paying on $100,000. Quite a difference, right? So you know what? When you buy something and you pay interest on it, why does the Bible say the borrower is servant to the lender? Because not only do you lose the interest, okay, but you also lose the savings. Right? What you could have saved if you put that money in the bank. So, it looks to me like the difference is $900,000. How many think that way? Pastor Hatchett thinks that way. How many think that way? This is pretty astounding, isn't it? That $100,000, wow. So the Bible says, the borrower is servant to the lender. Okay? So what would you say would be the spiritual lesson here? Well, the Bible says the wise man is strong. That means he is disciplined. He's called wise because he thinks. He's skillful in his thinking. Okay? How many bank buildings do you see that are run down and ugly? I haven't seen any. Why? Because they would rather have you borrow $100,000. Because what are they going to do with that $100,000? Well, I'll tell you what, they're going to make a whole lot more than that. In fact, what is it, 10 times? They can loan out 10 times the amount of money that they have in savings. Okay? So what does it tell us? It tells us that we need to be wise. We need to be wise. Also, it tells us that when should you be wise? When should you be wise? You should always be wise. But you should be wise when you're young. Who is normally foolish? Youth. They don't think. They aren't wise, and they're foolish. The foolish man what? Spendeth it up. What if a child begins to, instead of spending, begins to learn how to save? Instead of having interest work against them, they learn they can have interest working on their behalf. And I think there's a tremendous illustration here, the difference between interest working on your behalf and interest working against you. The difference is, on $100,000, it's $900,000, almost $1 million. When you say a 30-year loan, most people say, 30-year loan for my house. Great! Great? No, it's not great. Look at that payment. You're paying this payment towards a house for 30 years. What if you need to get that payment into the bank? Into the bank on your behalf, not in the bank in their behalf. You know, if you had a, let's do another calculation here. We don't have much time, but that's why the Bible says the borrower is servant to the lender. Okay, so if you had $100,000 loan at 8%. Okay, let's just say the first year you made an extra $1,000 payment. Okay, that means that you will be saving that year $80 in interest. But because the loan is 30 years long, that means over the course of the loan, you will save $2,400. You will save $2,400 by spending $1,000. And not only are you going to reduce the principal, but you're going to reduce the interest by $2,400. Just by one little thing. Okay, so we have a Bible principle, right? Now, does that mean that debt is wrong? No, I don't think debt is wrong. I think sometimes you have to go in debt for the right things, and there we'll talk about what kind of things you should go in debt for and what kind of things you should not go into debt for. And obviously, we're going to tell you should never go into debt for very long at all. And if you have to have a long-term mortgage so you can make the payment, don't get stuck, you should still, what should you do? Try to pay it off as quick as possible. Okay, but let me ask you a question. Are you a spender? Or are you a saver? Do you like to pay the banks? Or would you like the bank to pay you? I realize that they don't pay very good interest right now, so you have to go somewhere else. But a very important perspective. And why should God's people be wise with their money? Well, we erased it here. Why? Because $900,000, could that make a difference in the Lord's work? Could that make a difference in your your resources of what you could do for God? Quite a bit, couldn't it? And there are
It is important. No, let's end with one thing here. When should you learn how to be disciplined and to think correctly about money and interest and debt? When you are very, very young. And who has the most disposable income of any age group? Teenagers. Okay, let's pray. Father, I pray that you'll help us to think about the importance of being wise, about being disciplined, about, using our life and our youth for advantage, and not to be caught up in the world's grab of foolishness, but to be wise so we can be stewards of God. And I pray, Lord, that you will challenge us even tonight about these important truths about our lives. In Jesus' name.